Elizabeth Warren calls for a national contact tracing program. By Hannah Blow on May 18, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, on Monday called for a national contact tracing program in response to President Trump's call to reopen the country. "Once again, you can't just reopen our economy with a tweet," Warren said, referencing Trump's tweets to reopen our country and transition to greatness. "You need to do the work, day in and day out, to make sure that our communities can stay safe," she continued. "And that means, to start, implementing programs like widespread testing and national contact tracing." Contact tracing involves monitoring and tracing the contacts of individuals who have been infected by the novel coronavirus, a method many critics view as a slippery slope and an assault on privacy. The British government has already embraced the concept, introducing a contact tracing app, which stores user data on government servers. As Breitbart News reported, the app was developed by NHSX, the digital arm of the country's socialized medical system, alongside the GCHQ intelligence agency. The app will store user data on centralized government servers rather than taking the decentralized approach advocated by Apple and Google, which are also developing a contact tracing app for other countries. Other nations in Europe, including Germany, Switzerland, Estonia, Austria, and the Republic of Ireland, have all opted for a decentralized system of contact tracing, in which data is stored locally on a user's device, not sent to a central or government server. House Democrats, meanwhile, are promoting the COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act, Trace Act, or H.R. 6666, which authorizes the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences. Per the proposal, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, would issue $100 billion in grants to entities, including federally qualified health centers, school-based health clinics, academic medical centers, and nonprofits, to conduct extensive contact tracing, which could lead workers straight to an individual's doorstep. "Until we have a vaccine to defeat this dreaded disease, contact tracing in order to understand the full breadth and depth of the spread of this virus is the only way we will be able to get out from under this," Representative Bobby L. Rush, DEL, who introduced the measure, said. He added, "The COVID-19 Trace Act will allow us to do this by creating a $100 billion grant program for local organizations to hire, train, and pay individuals and to purchase supplies to run mobile testing units and door-to-door outreach as is safe and necessary, with special preference being given to those operating in hotspots and medically underserved communities, as well as those entities who commit to hiring from these neighborhoods. This is nothing but a massive government surveillance program cloaked in a cure the coronavirus label," The Washington Times' Cheryl K. Chumley said of the proposal. Rush has rejected the strong opposition of critics, claiming that there is nothing in this bill that will threaten anyone's individual liberties. H.R. 6666, dubbed the Devil Coronavirus Bill, has several well-known progressive co-sponsors, including Reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ro Khanna, DCA, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL. Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, this month also outlined the need for comprehensive contact tracing. "Without that and widespread testing, consumers won't have the confidence needed to jumpstart our economy," he warned during Friday's Democratic weekly address.